The public option is back. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. At last night's Democratic debate, Hillary Clinton accused Bernie Sanders of wanting to gut Obamacare.
That is nonsense,
said Bernie Sanders. But he also said Obamacare isn't nearly enough.
29 million people still have no health insurance.
So, under his plan, every man, woman, and child would get health care as a right, and the money to pay for it would come from higher taxes. For incomes over $250,000, the tax rate would start rising from 37% up to, brace yourself if you're a CEO or a quarterback, up to 52% for incomes over $10 million. You'd also pay a health insurance premium of 2.2% of your income, and your employer would kick in more as well. But in exchange, Sanders says that all deductibles, copays, and prescription charges would disappear. It's a huge tax increase on the rich, but for a family of four earning $50,000 a year, Sanders says the cost would be about $466. That's his plan. And Hillary Clinton thinks it has one very big flaw, which came out during the Obamacare debate.
There was an opportunity to vote for what was called the public option. In other words, people could buy into Medicare. And even when the Democrats were in charge, we couldn't get the votes for that.
To which Sanders says, you have to get Democrats to vote differently by taking the money out of politics.
What this is really about is whether we have the guts to stand up to the private insurance companies and the pharmaceutical industry.
Then how difficult can that be? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.